This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Walmart.com recently featured a deal that seems too good to be true. For $80, you could buy a $100 gift card for Apple's iTunes. Well, it lasted until a tech blog noted the deal, and then it quickly went out of stock. But just what was going on there? Well, it's further indication that the value in gift cards goes well beyond the number stamped on the front. Here's Marketplace's Jeff Tyler.
When consumers buy a prepaid gift card, the merchant also gets a present. Ben Jackson is an analyst with the Mercator Advisory Group.
It's a way for them to lock in future sales. And we know, too, that gift cards are often a license to spend. So somebody comes in with a $50 gift card, and they'll end up spending $75 or $100 with that store.
Okay, but why do grocery and drug stores sell gift cards that can only be redeemed at other retailers? Brian Riley is Senior Research Director with CEB Tower Group.
So the retailer, say, a $100 gift card might be charging its distributor 92 cents on the dollar. And so you have that 8% margin, which would get translated into commissions along the way.
Some businesses will eat that commission in order to provide customers with discounted gift cards. That's how Walmart can sometimes charge $80 for a gift card worth $100 at iTunes. The difference is considered the cost of attracting new customers. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.